This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the United States of America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, all the way from California, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Well, let's say it a pledge to get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, this is the way we started out yesterday evening, listening to the pundits from the mainstream media.
Meanwhile, all eyes are on Florida in the 2020 presidential race. President Trump holding his reelection campaign's kickoff rally in Orlando tonight. And the crowded Democratic field is hitting the trail ahead of their first debate in Miami next week. NBC White House correspondent Peter Alexander is in Orlando for us. Peter, good morning to you.
Hey, Craig, good morning to you. As you can see behind me, the lines are already forming to see President Trump tonight. He will be joined on stage this evening by the First Lady and the Vice President Mike Pence. The President's aides say he's been personally engaged in the process of planning for this kickoff.
Now, he was, they did, and what a kickoff it was.
It was certainly a major kickoff, of course, Captain, to the 2020 campaign for President Trump and for Vice President Pence. You know, Captain, the enthusiasm has not waned one little bit that we've seen even during the 2016 election. And, you know, there were so many thousands upon thousands of people, not only in the arena, but outside.
Wait till you hear this. I have got an in with the fire marshal in Orlando. I know the gentleman. He and his people were not only checking the people that were inside, but the people that were outside. This is what fire marshals do when it comes to crowds in different areas for different events. They had anywhere from 25,000 to 28,000 inside because it was every seat in the house was full. They had standing room only. When you add in the members of the emergency first responders and the press corps that was there, they had 30,000 people inside the Amway Center. Now, outside, they had that same amount of people immediately close by the Amway Center. When you expanded out the mile, that the square mile that was shut down, every street, everything that was shut down, they had over 100,000 people. And when you add into it Church Street, which is a very vibrant center and a night's section of Orlando, they had 125 to 130,000 people in that one area at one time because of President Donald Trump.
Isn't that something? And I think it's important to note as well, Captain, that this was a diverse group of people as well. These are people, Captain, who have a job, who have a future, who have some hope, finally. There's that special word we heard for so long. They have hope. They have hope that America is going to be the place where they have opportunity again, where they can start a business, where they can get hired by a business. I mean, the things that we've seen happen, given all of the headwinds and the out-and-out just absolute abject resistance by the Democrats trying to tamp all of this down. For what? So that they can say, look, you know, we're going to come back and bring back the Obama policies and these kinds of things. Those many, many thousands of people, Captain, came out tonight or last night because they know that this is working, and it's working for them.
CNN and MSNBC looked absolutely foolish, damn foolish, and it was embarrassing because I had several different televisions in front of me that were being switched back and forth, MSNBC and then CNN and then C-SPAN, because C-SPAN, you don't get any opinion. You just get to watch what's going on, and that's what we were watching at the Trump rally that we were at, the watch party that we were at. By the way, we had a packed house where I was at.
Yeah, exactly. I think you posted a picture of that.
More than one picture, friend. Yeah. There's dozens of them that are out there. But we had a packed house, and we had a great time, and everybody was feeling very festive. We had Democrats with us that used to be Democrats and are no longer Democrats because they know their party that they used to belong to is acting like a bunch of jackasses. And, oh, by the way, there was no shortage of blacks, no shortage of Latinos, no shortage of Asians anywhere at that Trump rally. And the mainstream media was not showing it. But the other networks of Fox and One American News Now and Newsmax and C-SPAN were definitely showing the minorities that were there.
Yes, and also, at least on Fox that I saw, they were panning through the crowd so that you could see that that arena was packed to the absolute gills.
You bet it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I think, yeah, I hear the music coming up in my ears. So, Kyle, you hang in there. And, folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. Be right back right after this break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my very good friends up in Seattle, Washington, that put out the product Relief Factor. It's a father and son that do this, and we appreciate them very much for putting confidence in me to be able to tell you about Relief Factor and my personal experience with it, because I've been shot, I've been stabbed, I've been blown up, buried, burned alive, and broken a lot of bones in my career and my service to my country, either in the military or in the fire service. And my worst enemy right now is arthritis. I've tried a lot of things. My doctor at one time had me on Mobic and Flexeril. I did not want to stay on that medication. I got away from it. I started to take Aleve, which is not that great of an idea when you have to take it six pills a day, two in the morning, two at noon, two at night, just to cut the pain back. So I found out about Relief Factor about 3 years ago, and when I did, I tried the 1995 starter pack, and it works for me. Well, give it a try, folks, you people that have got pain, whatever it happens to be. Maybe you pulled a muscle, maybe you got a back strain, or whatever the deal is. It's 100% drug-free, it's got all natural ingredients, it's had 15 years of clinical use, and my personal experience is it works, and I still take it every day. So go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the logo link for Relief Factor on the homepage, or go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, professor of the politics. And good morning, Kyle.
Yes.
Okay, you're there. I just want to make sure.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. All right. Now, look, again, for the people that didn't get to see the rally last night, there'll be plenty of coverage of it in the early morning hours, I'm sure, overnight. There'll also be in the morning shows that come on. There'll be plenty of it. There'll be all kinds of guests. But I want you to keep in mind one thing. For those of you that actually go out of your way to watch CNN or MSNBC, you are wasting your time. They are not reporting the news on either one of those cable networks. They are opinionating everything they're doing. They played at CNN 6 minutes of the rally. People started yelling, CNN sucks. They immediately cut away. They never went back to the rally again. They didn't show the people that were there. They showed very few people. As a matter of fact, they played some old footage in the afternoon when the place wasn't full yet, when they were standing out front. Did you notice that?
Exactly. Oh, yes.
And it's all part of their agenda that they have, because they have an agenda, and the agenda is not America. The agenda is personal. It's a vendetta against our country, our president, and every one of you listening to this program right now. They are attacking you. So guess what? Turn the dial. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong, Captain. I'm so glad that you brought that up, because the president himself echoed exactly what you and I have talked about many, many different times on this program, that the idea is they are focusing on Trump, but what they're really mad about is they're mad about the voters who voted for Trump, who actually wanted to change things, to drain the swamp, whatever you want to call it. And the president last night said that in no uncertain terms. And that's what they're really afraid of. And, you know, if they wanted to report the news and they wanted eyeballs to watch their news shows and so forth, they wouldn't be going down the road that they're going. They would actually be reporting. And, you know, Captain, can you imagine if Fox News cut away from some rally because people started saying something bad about Fox News or this or that? They would be vilified for such a thing.
They'd be no different than the people that they're calling out, the president's calling out. They'd be the same.
Exactly. So, but when we see that kind of cutaway, then that's very, very, very telling that they don't like the fact that people are turning the channel off, or, and as a matter of fact, and I don't want to harp on CNN too much, but, with the fact that they've lost a lot of their viewers, but they have lost dramatic numbers of people who were watching CNN up until the Mueller report came out, and it was a big fizzle for those who wanted it to be some big, big, huge bombshell.
Now, the Hillary Clinton State Department, which has been investigated for the violations pertaining to the handling of the emails of the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and former Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman and current Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, revealed late yesterday that the State Department has found 30 incidents, that's 30, of mishandling classified information under Secretary Hillary Clinton. Now, 23 of the violations are misdemeanors, or if they were to be charged, or they have been people that have done it, 30 people, I might add, that have done it, have already been reprimanded or slapped on the wrist for whatever. However, seven charges, which is the total of 30 additional emails, charges, and what happened, have been referred for criminal prosecution. And we know there's as many as 30 people that are involved here. This is about to get very interesting very quickly.
Yes, very, very much so. And, you know, Captain, I got to tell you, if any average person violated any of these different kinds of things or were in any position and the secret information either was mishandled or got out, they would throw the book at them. You may recall there was a U.S. Navy seaman who was on a submarine, took a selfie, but it had something in the background which wasn't supposed to be there.
That's right.
And he got in big, big trouble for that. And this is why we have these kinds of laws and statutes and restrictions and so forth. But what we're going to find out from this kind of investigation, Captain, and as you mentioned, they've been referred for criminal prosecution, we're going to find out that this was some major, major violations for the information that they are supposed to be handling on our behalf in order to conduct foreign policy and sometimes secret things that have to go on behind the scenes. They were entrusted with that, and if they broke that, then there's going to be hell to pay.
Well, while the FBI didn't charge Clinton with a crime for repeatedly mishandling classified information, former Director James Comey did say that the former Secretary of State and her staff were extremely careless. Now that they've gone back and now that they've looked at all of this stuff, 152 emails from 52 different email chains that were all put on the, not the State Department server, but a personal server that was susceptible to anybody, they found 23 violations and 7 infractions involving 15 people that could possibly involve further criminal charges. And that is substantial.
That's right. And, of course, also what information was contained therein and who knew about it and who could be implicated and how far up the chain will this actually go. These are some very, very good questions. But just even in the very most basic way, these kinds of repeated violations are obviously something that has to be dealt with. And you know what, Captain? We would have never, ever heard of these kinds of things, I think, if Hillary Clinton had won the election.
No, they would have been buried. And I'm talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Okay, here we go with the big news in the Middle East. A third aircraft carrier battle group has entered into the Mediterranean. It is the USS Arlington and its aircraft and its ships around it and its submarine that trails along with it. That makes, to my knowledge, 3 submarines, 2 full-size aircraft carriers, and an assault carrier, the Kearsarge, that are there right now in the area, and things are starting to get very, very, very dicey because, again, if Iran, in my opinion, based on what I know, based on a call that I was on the other day with Senator Lindsey Graham, based on information that I can't talk about, based on information I can talk about, the comment was made, and I'll repeat it, this was a comment that was made. Iran has 2 petroleum refineries. They might only have but 1 in the not-too-distant future.
Very, very, well, that's ominous, for one thing. And then, obviously,
and that'll be a start.
That'll be a start, exactly. Well, you know, as they move in these extra carrier groups and so forth, with all the different ships and staffing that comes along with that, what that also helps to do, Captain, is it helps to show the Iranian regime that obviously the U.S. means business.
That's right.
And that it would be foolish to try to start something up. Now, most normal people would look at that kind of force and say, yeah, I'm not going to do anything weird. I'm going to stop doing whatever it is I'm doing. But so the real question is going to be, will they do that?
That's like Thomas the Suicide Jockey unloading a load of gasoline in the gas station, standing there smoking a cigarette while the gasoline's going into the ground.
Right.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch with the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Before leaving for his big election kickoff, President Trump spoke about the increasing tension with Iran.
We've been talking to various people on lots of different sides, and we'll see what happens with Iran. We're very well set. We're very well configured. We have a lot of things going on with Iran.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said point blank,
President Trump does not want war.
He was visiting Central Command headquarters in Florida. Former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq and South Korea, Chris Hill, says there's a need for Trump to talk with allies in Europe.
I would hope that if they are involved, that we don't see any more involvement. That would be a first step. I would think, too, that we should have some consultations between the U.S. and its allies, because its allies, especially in Europe, are not very happy about this whole situation.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Root.
Yeah, buddy, and you'll hear Wayne Allyn Root back on the program next week. He comes on every other week now, and look forward to talking to him next week. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance, because your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, not only on your car, not only on your truck, but they also offer you coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV, and they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agent. Now, look them up online at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, or go to the phone book and look up insurance and see if you can find your GEICO agent that way. Now, remember, GEICO's been saving money for people for more than 75 years. It's currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million, that's million, drivers. GEICO Insurance. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We were talking off air about the situation with the Secretary of Defense. Mr. Shanahan has withdrawn his name due to personal reasons. Apparently something has come up in a divorce that he had some years ago, and he doesn't want his children to be dragged through the mud in this, because apparently there was something that went on or whatever, and I get that. So the Secretary of the Army, Mike Epps, is, and I believe he's in Europe right now, is he not?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, well, the Secretary of the Army has been named by the President to take his place and will be referred to the Senate to be the next Secretary of Defense. Now, Mike Epps has got a solid background with the military, and I think that'll be a great move on the part of the president versus the CEO of Boeing. What do you think?
Well, yes, and as a matter of fact, Mike Esper is currently in charge, I think, of over a million troops, as his current job has him right uh-huh. now. He'll come in as the acting Secretary of Defense. And as you mentioned, yes, I think it's very likely that he'll be the nominee for the actual position to be confirmed by the Senate. And quite frankly, I think it would be a very, very good thing if that could happen sooner than later, because if something does start going on with Iran, it would be much better to have a confirmed Secretary of State solidly in position. But I think he'll do a great job. He has a wonderful reputation, and obviously, as you mentioned, Shanahan is bowing out for personal reasons, but we're going to see, and I think the president has picked a real good one here.
Now, could you explain to me, since you live in California, which is where your neighbor Nancy Pelosi lives, could you explain to me what it was that she meant and why people in California aren't jumping up and down over this statement? Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, and then explained, why a group of illegal aliens make America more American.
Well, you got me on that. Well, you know,
how is that possible?
Well, I recall one time in the past she said something about, well, we're all Americans, and I always kind of scratch my head.
Not if you're illegal.
Well, exactly. Well, you see, but this is the thing that they have to sell. This is like going out and trying to sell a product that nobody really wants to buy. It doesn't sell itself. This notion. Well, see, because the idea is this. Certainly America is a country of immigrants. Yes, people come to this country and they can add to it and they bring their culture, their richness, the background, all these kinds of things. But we're supposed to live under the red, white, and blue. We're supposed to live and at the very least be here legally, whether that means you're becoming a naturalized citizen or you're simply in the country legally to work or to go to school or to do whatever. But that you're here illegally. And that's the panoply, and that's the great fabric of America. But when Nancy Pelosi talks about it, well, she's forgetting that you're supposed to be here legally. And I don't know why, Captain, that seems to me to be such a simple distinction. And it's also a distinction that many people who have immigrated to this country also make. They went through the right door. They went through the right process. And now suddenly everybody else, you know, in fact, here in California, the new budget gives ongoing health care, not because the people always can get emergency health care,
yep.
but ongoing health care to illegal aliens. And I'm not trying to be too flip here, but the rest of everybody else in California, can we at least get free HBO then if everybody else is going to get the free health care?
Well, who's paying for that?
Well, we are ultimately, obviously.
In other words, you.
That's right. Me, myself, and I. That's right.
Now, Beto O'Rourke, who has flipped and then flopped and then flipped and then flopped and flipped again on what's going on the border, did it again on a late-night show. He said, I do not think a law making illegal border crossings a criminal offense should be repealed.
Really?
Yeah. Now, again, that's a flip with a yeah. flop. With another flip, with a flop, with a flip.
Well, I think Beto is trying to get anybody anywhere to listen to what he's saying and try to be somehow involved. I mean, Captain, could we actually see Eric Swalwell maybe actually eclipse Beto O'Rourke? I mean, that would be really something to see, but it's getting to that level where honestly they have to find something to try to stand out in a crowd of well over now 20 people, who are the main, people that we see.
24, but only 20 will be on stage starting tonight.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all going to be trying to do the same thing, and that is trying to figure out how in the heck can we go after Joe Biden and at the same time look progressive and at the same time try not to be too much over the edge. But, you know, Captain, I think they won't be able to help themselves. I think they'll go too far over the edge.
And, oh, by the way, I didn't mean to say that. It's not tonight, but it's next Wednesday. You'll have the first night you'll have Cory Booker, Julian Castro, Bill de Blasio, John Delaney, Tulsi Gabbard, Jay Inslee, Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, Tim Ryan, and Elizabeth Warren. And then night number two, next Thursday, you'll have Michael Bennett, Joe Biden, Pete the Mayor Butt, Kirsten Gillibrand, Kamala Harris, John Hickenlooper, Bernie Sanders, Eric Swalwell, Marianne Williamson, and Andrew Yang. Looking to be very excited.
Oh, yes. Well, you know what gets
not
me,
for me. I won't be watching.
Right. Well, you know what gets me sometimes, Captain, is that a lot of these candidates, when they go to some of these real special interest groups or these so-called kingmakers, they go to these rallies or these kinds of things, and they're asked if they'll sign a legislation about X, Y, or Z, and usually, and they won't even qualify it. They'll just go, I'll sign that. Yeah, don't worry about that. I'll sign anything you want me to sign. And it sort of gives you the idea that they are really happy to pander to anybody for any special interest whatsoever. And if Republicans did that, they would be vilified for saying, look, you know, I would at least want to read the law first before I signed it. But you know how that goes these days.
Yeah. And also, the New York City budget, by Mayor de Blasio, is going to fund the expenses of poor women traveling to New York City for abortions because they want New York City to be the East Coast capital for women to come and have an abortion.
Have you noticed this, Captain, that the entire Democrat position now on abortion has completely morphed from being something that we might have seen back during the Bill Clinton days of having abortion be rare but legal, but now it's like it shall abound in some way. And that's not really going to fly with many, many people across the highways and byways of the land. I think the Democrats, these far-left liberal progressive Democrats, socialists, are making a big miscalculation on that.
Right. And again, before we have to leave for tonight, the big news, of course, was the big rally here in Orlando last night. At least 25 to 30,000 people inside. Of course, the press, they had the largest bullpen area for the press, the worldwide international press there, three times the size of what it's been anywhere else they went. By the way, I was at a rally, a Trump party, a watch party last night, and we had the television crew from the Japan network, NHK, that was there the whole time we were there, taking pictures and doing interviews of us there for Japanese television. That was kind of interesting.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Yeah, it must have been very, very exciting. Well, you know,
I found out I got lots of fans in Japan.
I
found that out. Yep. They told me.
That's cool.
They said, oh, yes, we know who you are in Japan. You're very popular. We hear you all the time. And I said, well, thank you very much.
That's cool.
Yep. All righty. Well, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And folks, I'll be right back to take a look at the highways and byways. And oh, by the way, don't forget, coming up, we'll be telling you about some storms again that are out there, doggone it, down there in the Southland, Southwest. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that.
Highway Junkie song, and he needs the old white line, and we need to tell you what's going on with the weather, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot in Flying J Truck Stops, your home away from home. It's not your dad's truck stop anymore. They got some really good amenities there and some really good services and whatnot. Check them out today and tell them the Captain sent you. You'll get yourself a nice free cup hop black cup of coffee there. Easy for me to say. All right. The threat for severe weather and flash flooding continues in several spots across the country. Now, an enhanced risk of severe storms are likely from Kansas to Texas, with very large hail, damaging straight-line winds being the main concern. Possibility exists of a tornado or two. Now, the severe threat also covers the middle Atlantic states, where we're currently getting rain and the possibility for severe weather over there as well. Now, excessive rainfall with flooding remains possible from the southern Appalachians into the middle Atlantic and over the central plains today. Right now, in the central part of Oklahoma, to include Oklahoma City, all the way down to the Texas line, down to the Dallas Metroplex, you've got an area of severe thunderstorm watches, severe thunderstorm warnings, also flash flood watches and flash flood warnings. There's also a tornado watch up in the northwestern part of the Metroplex area, so be very careful there as that system is moving across right now in the dark. And just because it's got lightning and thunder and this, that, and the other, and lots of rain, you don't know what's in it if you can't see it. So treat everything when it's a severe thunderstorm as something that it could be a little bit different than that, and be very, very careful. Now, that rain and those thunderstorms, as I say, continue up into the Metroplex, and also they run right up along to the edge of Arkansas, the central part of Arkansas, and you've got rain in Colorado tonight, going up 25 once you hit the higher elevations out of New Mexico, and unsettled weather conditions to the west of I-25 tonight. You've also got some unsettled weather conditions in Idaho tonight. Possibility there exists for high winds and possibly some rain there. Western part of Montana, you've got a fire watch through the entire eastern half of Washington State tonight, the central part of Oregon as well. You've got some high wind warnings in the Sacramento Valley, and also the possibility for some very warm temperatures again. And then this area of rain that is in the southern part of Indiana goes over into the southern half from Columbus south in Ohio all the way across I-70, goes into Pennsylvania all the way across to the western part of Pennsylvania and inland past Pittsburgh over towards I-76 and I-81, and then that rain has been moving to the east, so it should be moving a little bit more towards the eastern part of PA during the day. Also, in the western part of West Virginia, you've got some heavy rain there tonight. The northeastern part and eastern part of Kentucky, heavy rain there as well tonight. And some unsettled weather conditions in the mountains of North Carolina as you come up out of Charlotte and head north towards Withville on I-77. So be careful there. Now, just like everything else, the Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our good friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Now, the interesting thing is that if you haven't been in a Pilot or Flying J lately, because maybe you're stuck going to the other guys, okay, you need to at least go in there and try it out on your own. And here's why. The food is definitely different. You've got Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's. You've also got Dunkin' Donuts with the food that they offer in a lot of these Pilots right now. In the Flying J's, you'll find Denny's restaurants. You'll find Huddle House restaurants. Moe's Southwest Grill as well. I'm telling you, it's not your daddy's average truck stop anymore. Gracie's Food, as we used to call them. And the coffee is really good, and their service is even better. Now, the bigger truck stops, the bigger Flying J's, you'll find ample parking, as well as the larger Pilots. Catscales are there, too. You get the TransFlow Express travel documents for your oversized, overheight, overwidth load, so you get your permits. Also, they have trip packs, so you can get your loads up into your dispatch on time and get paid in a timely manner. They have truck washes at some of these Flying J's, as well as truck washes close by, Blue Beacons and whatnot. The audiobook rentals are available there. The payphones, high-speed internet kiosks for your laptops or tablets, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet, and don't forget about the lounges with a big screen television for professional drivers to kick back and relax too. All at your local Pilot and or Flying J. And don't forget that you will have the opportunity to be able to take a good look. And let's see here. Sue is telling me we got hammered with rain and thunder and lightning, and Pineapple the dog was hiding under the bed. They saw me last night. Yes, they did. The Trump girls were there last night at our watch party that we had for Donald Trump, and it was a very nice time, and we all had a lot of fun. And yeah, you're right, and I appreciate seeing you guys there too, Sue and Karen and their friend and all the other different people that we met last night, and some of the listeners that we can now put a face to a comment. And by the way, a couple of the people that I met last night actually called into the radio show yesterday and walked up to introduce themselves, so it's always nice to be able to see that. And Trucker Mark is, where are you tonight, Trucker Mark? Trucker Mark is out California. All right, he's out in California, and he says it's hot. He's out there in Sacramento, and he says it's been very hot out there the past couple days. He's waiting on a load to come back east with. I bet you are. Okay, now, also, Catwoman and Road Dog are in Charleston, Missouri. They're headed south. Again, going through Dallas, you're going to have that weather. And you'll probably see the lightning as you come up on it. There is some bad weather in there, some really strong straight-line winds. There could be a tornado in there, too, because one area, as I said, to the north and west of the Dallas Metroplex area right now has got a tornado watch in it with the severe storms that are there right now. So keep your weather radio turned on, and this is nothing to mess with. If you get into a bad storm, and you can do it, pull off, get under a bridge, something, whatever, and let the storm go by. Don't be a casualty. We don't want to be talking about you. We don't want to be talking about you. By the way, we got some great news. Our new affiliate, Lexington, Kentucky, WZXI AM 1280 and FM 95.5 is coming aboard 5 nights a week starting Monday. So you folks that have been listening to us on the weekend there will hear us Monday through Friday live and in living color from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. And we appreciate that very much, and welcome Lexington, Kentucky aboard, and Louisville, Kentucky too, starting next week. All right, I'll be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.